My name is Braden.
Hey, and I'm Blake.
Today we are going to talk about Jesus is King and Kanye West, but our little mission is talking about just showing how Jesus can be influenced the culture also, and how we can shine the light through him in all aspects of life. It just doesn't have to be in the four walls of the church. Mm-hmm. So, Jesus is King. How do you feel about that, Blake? And how Kanye went about it, and how
talking today in Sunday school, me and my Sunday school teacher, Matt, about how he said that he feels like Kanye is like the new age Paul. And he was, like, even Kanye says in one of his interviews, he was telling everybody what the world was doing for him, or what fashion was doing for him, what alcohol was doing for him, what this was doing for him, what that was. But now he's telling everybody what Jesus is doing for him. And that's basically what Paul did in the New Testament. I mean, whenever he was going out persecuting Christians and stuff, and then God changed his life, and he became he wrote most of the New Testament, you know?
And I never thought about that when I heard, ooh, Jesus is King, he's coming out, and the album came out. And I don't go on Facebook much, but for some reason, Facebook, you can write like 60,000 paragraphs of what you want to write about. So I was going on it, and I said, Kanye, and people were talking about it. I was like, this is like Psalm. Like, I would have thought it that way. And my mother made a really good point, how he says in the line, talking about how Christians will be the first one to judge. Mm-hmm. I see where that comes from, but I think some people don't understand. There's nothing wrong with judging. You shouldn't judge at all, because only Jesus can judge. But hesitant, I don't think that's the bad. I think, like, I went into the album being intrigued. Is this real?
Yeah.
Because he had Jesus Walks. That was an explicit song, and it was focusing around Jesus. And there's a lot of, like, you see Chance, not saying he's not a Christian or not, but he has How Great Is Our God, which is a good song, and the message is true in it. But then you see other people where he just released like two albums that are both explicit in the album. So, like, kind of understanding, is it going to be a Jesus album but with curse words? Because that doesn't work.
Yeah.
That doesn't at all.
Well, I mean, to be honest, we talked about this before, whenever I first saw Kim's tweet about Jesus is King coming out, I was skeptical. I didn't know whether or not this was going to be like clowning Jesus or like a mockery of it. But this is 100% real, it seems like, and that's awesome. What's really crazy is our pastor talked about it in church today. And we go to like a very like southern, we live in Mississippi, we go to a very southern Baptist church. And we are a couple of like the outcasts. I mean, not outcasts, but like we stand out in our church.
Yeah.
Like we
wear the skinny jeans and the jean jackets to church.
Yeah. But just hearing Kanye West's name
out of his mouth, I died. It was so funny. So what is your favorite song from the album?
It's probably in between Salah, so the second one, and God Is. They both strike different messages, but they're both so like grounded in his walk and his faith.
Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes from Salah is he says, "People judge you before the storm. They did the same thing to Noah."
Yeah.
It's true. And it's just awesome how he pulls all these lyrics out of like the Bible.
Yeah, like, I think it's Close on Sunday. That's my favorite song. I know it's, like, really goofy, but it is my favorite song on the album. Mm-hmm. And it kind of, I think sometimes we think God is
just kind of, like, low-key dissing the sandwich from Popeyes for that song.
I would, because it's trash. But I think also that song kind of shows that God has a sense of humor. Like, we think, oh, God is just go to Africa and go, but he's not. He's a funny God. Like he and that song, it has the word. I watched some YouTube video talking about God is water and Close on Sunday.
Water is a great song.
Water is good.
That poem, like towards the middle of it.
And talking about how they kind of tie to the Bible. And it was so, I was like, I did not think Close on Sunday was that deep, but it really is. But talking about Jezebel. Jezebel is a very deep cut in the Bible.
Yeah.
And the hymn to say that, I was like, ooh, Mm-hmm. He knows his stuff, and he's a new Christian. And obviously, like, there was a interview on Jimmy Kimmel and other ones where he slipped up with a curse word, but he was like, "Oh, that's my bad." Like,
yeah. That, well, I mean, we all make
mistakes. Yeah, we all make mistakes. Yeah,
we all say.
And you're not gonna in him recognizing that. Oh, that was my bad. I shouldn't have said that. Us being saved isn't like you're not gonna stop cursing. You're not gonna start having all these immoral thoughts, alcohol. You're not gonna stop that before you. You might, but it's not like it's a conviction stop. Yeah, God, not, you're gonna get saved, and then God's gonna convict you from those things. Yeah, and that's kind of where he's at right now.
That's like the awesomeness of God is you don't have to get fixed and then come to him. You come to him, and he fixes you. He remakes you. So it's just awesome being able to see him. Throughout this radical change, you know, like most Christians, they don't have the platform that he does, but you get this, we're getting to see like his whole life, this whole radical movement, and everyone was, I mean, people still are skeptical of it.
Yeah. I have people from my work that are skeptical. Yeah. Even non-Christians are like, this is like, I know an atheist, like he was like, yeah, this isn't real. Like, I was like, what? Like you don't even believe in it. So like but it's true. Like, when you've seen, but I think it's cool seeing if this is true, which so far I think it is. Like, ultimately it's between him and God.
Who are we to say?
But the stuff he's putting out is real and it's honest and it's true and it's not this whack doctrine that he's saying. I saw actually a tweet and was like, Kanye is preaching more doctrine than most preachers preach on Sunday in that album.
True, yeah. I've listened to it every day since it came out.
Me too.
Y'all haven't listened to it, I challenge y'all to go listen because it is a good album. It's not just like a Christian album. It's also
a good hip hop album.
Yeah, and it's great. It's him. It's Kanye, and it's his new Sunday Service Group, and they kill.
And they have Southern Gospel on it too. Like, it's not Southern Gospel, but it's gospel too.
They have features on the album. Ty Dolla $ign, Chance the Rapper feature. It's a great
and
album.
And so if you're not a Christian, so, like, I know, like, most of our audience will probably be Christians, but Jesus King Kanye, people are going to, like, ooh. But if you're not, like, it's not even, there's a message in it, and there's a Christian message to it, but other than that, it's a good album.
And it's so cool, we're saying that he is a Christian
by faith,
by his actions, but even if he wasn't, and even if, like I said earlier, how this could have been like a mockery, which is what I was thinking at first, all these posters and stuff around these big cities saying Jesus is king. Jesus said that if we don't speak, the rocks would cry out his name, his glory. So all these posters and banners and
it was on
his album on trending, you know, everything saying Jesus is king. Like, that's just an example of everything.
And Times Square, the big building in it, and it's a Spotify sign that they have, and it is like 30 stories tall, and it had the album color say Jesus is King. Like, that's for the whole world to see. Jesus is King and Kanye West. I remember, because I'm a Twitter dude, I love Twitter, but that thing was trending for multiple days.
Yeah.
And I can't go on Facebook without seeing it. Kanye West. I can't go on TikTok without seeing a interview from him or them using his music as like a background stuff. Influencing the world.
What's so awesome is how radical of a change this has to be, because he went from believing that he himself was a god to worshiping Jesus. This god. Yeah, he went from
He was like, I call myself Jesus, but now I'm praising Jesus or something like that. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just mind-blowing the change that God can do. Mm-hmm. And for some reason...
That's what God does.
Like, yeah, that's what he does. And for some reason, we think we were like Kanye. Like, Jesus says all sins equal. So all these sins that he did, it's not equal in our eyes.
Yeah, everything he did was in the light.
Yeah.
But we do the same. We have the same mistakes. Ours is just in the dark.
He said he struggled with pornography. Yeah. There's millions of people that struggle with pornography, but it's not the same, because he has the light, but it is. And we think of, oh, I was this dark person, how can Jesus save me? But that's, like you said, that's what he does. And we, for some reason, we think, oh, we weren't like that. He can't, how is Kanye Christian? But we were all that way. Mm-hmm. It, regardless of your sin, you might be a good person, but if you're not saved, you're going to hell. So now he's saved and he's trying.
Raise his family in the right way.
Yes. You know, did you see awesome. That? Did you see that thing with Kim? Mm-hmm. It was a video on their Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't really keep up with the Kardashians, but now I might, you know, since Kanye is a Christian. But
keep up with the West.
Yeah. But it was a video, and they were going to the Met Gala. It's like this big fashion thing or whatever. Yeah. I'm not into that stuff, but I know about it. And Kim wore this really revealing dress, and this happened months ago, and they just released the clip because it just aired on TV. He was like, hey, I don't think you should wear that. That's very, like, inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what do you mean? I've been preparing this for months. He said, I know how I look upon you. And, like, he was saying, I don't want other people to look upon you that way. Yeah. And the reason she was like, but you're the reason I dress like this. He said, yes, I understand that, but that's not my heart. That's not my heart. And she was like, just because it's your spiritual situation, your spiritual growth or whatever, doesn't mean it's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
And I think that's also a testament of not everyone's at the same place in their walk.
Yeah.
Like Kanye's a new Christian, which he's strong in his faith as a new Christian.
Which and that he's just shows that.
And he's projecting it like none other. Like, but
that just your shows that he's walk, trying to reach his family also. Yeah.
Your walk's different from my walk. Your walk might be stronger. My walk might... We don't know.
Yeah.
Ultimately. But it's all in the time of where we go and stuff like that. But this... I shared a thing. It was talking about how he converted from secular music to gospel. Mm-hmm. And one of my friend's parents commented on my post and said, imagine... This man, and he didn't say imagine, he said, this man can inspire generations. And I said, imagine how many generations this dude can inspire by praising God and how many lives that God can use. Because it's not Kanye saving them, it's mm-hmm. Jesus. But how many lives and sparks he can inspire. Kanye West, he said some political things, and we're not here for that. But we're not here to talk about those things. But... regardless, you can't say he's a hip-hop icon. He said in one of his interviews, Yeezy, his Adidas brand, is the number one search fashion brand in the world. And he said, that's all for Jesus now. Like, that, it's it.
Yeah. He said God's using him to show out on how strong and powerful God is. Because he took this man that was in front of the world as being, like, not necessarily sinful and bad, but just, like, very worldly, you know, yeah. Just like,
because in those standards he wasn't bad. In the world standards he's not bad. He might have and the crazy thing is the one thing he struggled with, or the thing like mental illness, the thing that he struggled with, yeah. And that led him turn to Christ is the thing that they looked upon him the most. It wasn't pornography. It wasn't having lustful thoughts to other women. It wasn't being addicted to alcohol. It was something that he couldn't help, and that only thing that can help him is Christ. Mm-hmm. And look where he's at now. And yeah. That's this crazy thing, that the world looks at the, not the bad stuff, but the bad stuff that he can't help. But they don't ever cast the light on what he's
Yeah, and now here's done. This guy who's been in the world's eyes for years, married to one of the most famous women in America, if not the world. He's been married for 5 years.
The world, probably.
Yeah, they have 4 children, I believe.
Yeah, he said he wants more. Like 7. I was like, wow, that's a lot of children.
They have a TV show. He releases music that the whole world may not listen to, but at least gets to experience if they want to, you know. And he's doing all this for God now.
I saw a thing that Jesus is King should be number one on the Billboard sometime soon. So
yeah,
that's big. That and that's not gospel number one on the Billboard either. That is worldly secular music.
Yeah, and you know that's another thing he said in that interview. He said. Jimmy Kimmel asked him, so are you a Christian artist now, or a Christian singer now? And he said, I'm just a Christian. Yeah. He's like, everything I do is Christian.
Right, and that's how our life should be. He calls us to live an act of worship. We're not, and Christian is such a, I really didn't notice this till our preacher kind of, he's like talking about the word Christian. It's a title. Mm-hmm. Like, why are, like, I get, like, we're Christians, and but that's not our job, is to be a Christian. Our job is to be a disciple, and that's what Kanye is doing.
Yeah.
Regardless of how strong he is in his faith, how new he is, he's being a disciple. He's like, I know I still have my struggles, but I'm so proud of what Jesus has done in my life and how he has moved me and what he's helped me gone through. I want to praise his name, even if I don't have everything figured out. Mm-hmm. None of us do. But he's like, I can't help it. Like, I want to shout to the Lord and praise his name and put his album on a tower. Jesus is King, and planted in front of all of New York City. Yeah. People got to see that. And that is awesome. You don't see Christian stuff like that. The most Christian thing you see, two things you see trending on Twitter, Merry Christmas and Happy Easter. But you know, both two of those things have been lost in the world. Merry Christmas is Santa Claus. Easter Bunny? But like, Easter isn't really even it's celebrated, but my thing is, two of the most important holidays that we celebrate, really three, because Thanksgiving was based on Christianity, them wanting to move over and believe whatever they wanted to.
But yeah, we made it more commercialized and more, yeah. Like, we took the Jesus aspect out of it, and we're like, well, yeah, this can stay because it's important to the story, but it's not good enough. You know, yeah, let's add Santa Claus and presents and gifts. Yeah. And, but like, not saying any of that's bad.
I love Christmas gifts.
Yeah. Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year, if not my most favorite, but we just have to remember the reason for these things.
And getting kind of to Christmas, Kanye's also releasing Jesus Is Born on Christmas Day, December 25th. And I think that's awesome because, first off, Christmas Day is about Christ being born.
Is that a new album?
Yeah. He's releasing December 25th. Ooh. At least he says. Yeah. You know how Kanye...
It might be
January. You know how Kanye is. He likes to really delay his albums. But Jesus is born, and sometimes I think that's awesome. Sometimes we forget about that. Sometimes we're so filled in with all these other things that we're like, oh, it's Christmas. Ooh, mm-hmm. Presents. But Jesus was born, not technically, but Jesus is born on December 25th. Mm-hmm. And now, I guess if he does the same marketing as Jesus is King on Christmas Day, what if Jesus is born is planted over all of New York City?
Yeah.
To glorifying his name for the gospel.
And he can go to talk shows and promote this and be like, hey,
this is the story.
This is cool and all.
Yeah.
This is what
I'm going to get my kids gifts.
But Jesus being born is the reason for Christmas.
He gave us the ultimate gift. He sent his son.
This really can change, like, major things.
Because I know so many people, like my friends, I have a friend that, I don't know, I can't say if they're a Christian or not.
Yeah.
I that's ultimately between them and God. But I could, you know how cool it is? I could play a Kanye West song and not have to worry about all these bad influential yeah. things.
Well, I had a friend
and I was like, hey, can I put Jesus King? He's like, yeah.
Yeah,
and if I said, hey, let's play Reckless Love, he'd be like, no.
Yeah, I had a friend on Twitter that DM'd me and we were talking about the album, and he said, if they played this music in church, I would go.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it was supposed to be like a funny statement, yeah, but it's so like cool that he doesn't usually listen to worship music,
yeah,
you know, but he's listening to this and he's hearing these verses and these truths about Jesus, and the album's named Jesus is King.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's awesome that Kanye is reaching people.
And like you said, and I kind of think I don't, because I think all Christian music is, regardless, rap, heavy metal, whatever, it's all Christian music.
Yeah.
But this is an entrance point. I think worship music is your most mature music, if that makes sense. I think that's really where you mature in your faith. And like, you
very worshipful.
Very worshipful, yeah, and just you want to sing praises to him. And like it's
elevation,
it, yeah, song. Passion, yeah, stuff like that. It's kind of hard to live praises at close on Sunday, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
It's number one with the lemonade.
Yeah. But this is a entry point. Even if they're not, because like you got Toby Mac, Lecrae, that's entry point for people that like rap, but don't really, like, I don't like the negative connotation of rap.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying it's good. Like, there's some good rappers out there, but I don't like being dogged down with his language, with the pornography aspect of it, with the, alcohol. That's just something that makes me have a negative vibe. But now we're like, oh, I can listen to Kanye West, which is one of the best artists of all time. You can't say anything. Yeah. Like, you can say whatever you want. He might not be the best in your eyes, but he's impacted generations, yeah. And you can listen to that now. And it's an entry point for, like you said, your friend that really doesn't go to church. Ooh, I'm going to listen to Kanye West. And it might help him grow in his walk a little bit and then introduce him to all these other music and really help him strengthen his walk for Christ. And even help save. He is preaching the gospel. This is the gospel. That's a song. And he is preaching the gospel in this album. And there's some, with the thing of Kanye West being a worldly celebrity, or used to be. So he has all these people that he gets to ask, impact. And now, if you're doing it for Christ, people are going to listen. And that can save people. Like, I would love to know how many people that saved. Like, yeah. It might not save anyone, but he is just promoting it, you know? And I saw a Facebook post.
It's encouraged me, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I saw a Facebook post that the English Standard Bible, but the English Standard Bible, I'm pretty sure, said they're going to get to a couple thousand Kanye fans that do not have a Bible. They was that I want to give people that don't have a Bible, that have listened to Kanye's music, and that want to know more. Like, he states by John 3:36, I think, or 3:38, something like that, who the sun sets free, something like that. I'm really sorry. I don't know exact verses from the song. But talking about that, and he is saying, ooh, That's a Bible verse. Let's get into that. Let's see where he got his music from. Because a lot of people, I know I do, I like knowing where the inspiration of the song came from. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. John 8:36.
John 8:36. Kind of messed up. Yeah. Confused. Yeah. But John 8:36. So they're like, ooh, I like this song. Let's look at John 8:36. Ooh, what's under it? What's under it? Or what's before it? And looking at that and stuff like that, I just think it's mind-blowing what this can do for the culture of Christ. And I think there's so many different cultures, and culture is a weird word to say, like, weird word to use. Because you got the worldly culture, you got the Jesus culture, you got so many cultures going around. Because you have, like, not even the worldly culture or Jesus culture, you got our American culture, our Spanish culture, you got so many cultures that go around. But for him to be promoting, okay, I'm in the world spotlight, but I'm promoting Jesus culture.
He's a cultural influence for sure, and he's promoting Jesus. It's awesome.
And this isn't the only one. Like, Kanye's not the only, he's not the first, which I hate to say first, because there's probably tons of Christians out there that are like artists. It's just Hollywood and the world is so dogged down that it's bad to be a Christian. We get more, and in my opinion, you say one thing about homosexuality, one thing about abortion, one thing about all these things, we're gonna get like, hey, that's rude. But like, they can talk down to us.
It's uncomfortable to talk about.
It's uncomfortable, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable for our approach. They don't mind sharing their approach because they're like, it's whatever. But they don't like hearing our stuff because ultimately it makes you feel bad about yourself. Regardless of what you think about abortion, you're killing a child. You know what I mean? Like, and that no one likes to think that way. And the more you think, that's why they don't like our culture being influenced with their like being pushed into the world's culture. And that's what Kanye's trying to do. He said in an interview, he said the Democrats are getting us to kill our kids.
Yeah.
Like, quote Kanye, like, that's what he said, just not just me. He said they're trying to get us to kill our kids. That's why.
It's not just to say, I mean, he did use the word Democrats, but it's not just to say, like,
yeah,
Democrats.
Regardless, there's Republicans. That's just what
we're
he said.
We're not trying to get political, but
that's what he said.
The abortion aspect of it, for sure.
And it does, regardless of what you believe, it doesn't make anyone comfortable when you think about killing a child.
Yeah.
At all. But I just think it's awesome he's not the first one. You got all these people perfect? No. Are me and Blake perfect? No. Are you perfect? No. Only Jesus is perfect. But Justin Bieber, is he perfect? No. But he's getting there. He's getting shepherded by very good pastors, in my opinion. From Chad Veach to Rich Wilkerson to Carl Lentz. Whatever you believe, they're better for them than the people that are around him, that the world could put him around. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You have the Demi Lovato recently did get baptized in the Jordan River and rededicated her life. That's awesome. Because seeing what she struggled with through drug addiction and stuff like that, and kind of how Kanye, through mental illness, it's not the same, but it's quite similar how you struggle with things and how God can take you from that. Another one, I don't know how Kevin Hart is, if he's a Christian or not, but I know he got in a really bad car accident a couple months ago, and he posted a video on Instagram talking about praising the Lord, praising God, regardless of if you believe, like, he might not believe in God. He's just saying praising God above, like, something, but it's a start, you know? Mm-hmm. Praising God for saving him and stuff like that. And, like, how I was saying, it's a start, praising some type of God, whatever he was. Our preacher said, I think it was Greek times or Roman. It was something like that. But they had so many gods. But they had a God that they didn't have a name. But the God, like the God of all, an unnamed God. And that, like, that's what they're talking about. Yeah. Like, he might not understand our connection to him. But he's like, I know that I shouldn't have made this. And it's only a heavenly thing or a godly thing that helped me get through it. And there's multiple others. I've heard some about Selena Gomez and stuff like that. And just imagine if we, but us as Christians also have to support them in what they do, I think. Because mm-hmm. Kanye has a line that they were the first one.
We'd be the first ones to judge him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can't be quick to judge because we don't want others to judge us. Like, we fail
and we should be, if we're judging him, why weren't we judged when we were first saved? Well, that's, we were embraced by the church, and he doesn't have that.
The famous story of the Bible, whenever they pull out the woman that was an adulteress, and all the Pharisees ask Jesus what to do with her because mm-hmm. they want to stone her, and Jesus says, "You without sin cast the first stone," and they all left because I mean, that's what we're doing.
And you know, the only one that could cast the first stone, Jesus, and he was like, "Get up, you're free from your sin."
He said, "They don't condemn sin you. No more. I don't either." And that's what we're doing if we're criticizing these people. I mean, I'm guilty of it. Like I was saying earlier, I was skeptical, and I shouldn't have been because I know that
God, I don't know if I would say things. I was skeptical, but I was interested. And that's on a sort of skeptical. When you get interested in stuff, you're like, I don't know how I feel about this, but I want to be there for it to happen.
This is the business that God's in, is changing lives.
Yeah. That, I don't know who I heard that from. But he was like, this is what God does.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes as Christians, we focus so much on even as a church, we focus so much on our Christians. We think we forget about the non-Christians out there and how they are influenced and stuff like that and how we can help them and tie them in and stuff like that. But God can do so many things with us. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree? I think he could start a revival. And I saw a thing, it was like, God is sparking a revival in this nation. When you have, I hate to say, like, some people are like, oh, it's Jay-Z, but regardless, Kanye West is famous.
Yeah.
Like, top five on probably top famous left. Probably his wife is right ahead of him. But regardless of the thing, or Justin Bieber. But
in your list.
Most people's list, probably.
Yeah.
But say it is. Say it's just my list. But say it is the world's list. Justin Bieber, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West. Justin Bieber's a Christian. Is he perfect? No. Kanye West, a Christian. Is he perfect? No. Kim, we haven't really heard her side of the story.
Yeah.
But she's living with Kanye.
Kanye is
living it out in front of her. He is trying. Like she said in that clip from Keeping Up with Kardashians, I'm not where you're at right now. So maybe she's on that path. She's just not there yet. Regardless, that is three or two for sure, but three possible Christians on that list that can spark a generation. Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber has 130 million influence. Followers on Instagram.
So much influence.
And a couple weeks ago, he posted a guided prayer talking about how to, like, just praising God and what God can do through us as a nation is just amazing through them. But also us as Christians, you know, okay, we gotta be there supporting them. We need to encourage him so he doesn't, ooh, the Christians don't like, I guess I might go back to my secular, you know. I'm not really being accepted by their culture, which is awful because us as Christians are supposed to be accepting. I have a bracelet on that says he would love first. You know, we're not here to hate. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to love and accept everyone, regardless if we believe in them or not. So that's our job as these new celebrities, or even not even celebrities, non-Christians.
Yeah, everyone.
Everyone. Like, yeah. But to accept them where they can be, get happier, whatever it is they're striving for, that hole that they're missing, that's what God's going to fill. And if we accept this and encourage Kanye. And I was in church today, and I love it. And I'm like, this is awesome. But I was like, I haven't prayed for Kanye yet. And you think it's weird, like, yeah. pray for Kanye West. Well, like,
he asked for it in his yeah. song.
But praying for Kanye West, someone that's like, I don't even know this man. Yeah. But pray, because you pray for people around people you really know. But like, I was in the middle of my prayer. I was like, you know, I haven't prayed for Kanye West yet. This man is going through a spiritual battle, spiritual gain, whatever it is, but he's going to be in battle from the world. Mm-hmm. The world's not going to like this. The world doesn't like him speaking out on abortion. You know what I mean? They don't like, he's a very controversial person.
He's very counterculture right now.
Yeah. And the people don't like counter. Mm-mm. But wherever he's going through, I was like, you know, I need to pray for Kanye. I prayed. I was like, you know, and we need to do that for him. We need to pray for him. We need to uplift him. We need to don't put him on a pedestal, because everyone fails.
Yeah.
But we need to encourage him. Mm-hmm. So that Jesus is Born isn't his last Jesus album. That Jesus is Risen is his Easter album, or whatever it is. Jesus at the Well. I don't know. I'm just making up albums. So Kanye, if you wanna hit me up for album titles, I got you. If you're listening, but we want more of this. So us as Christians don't need to be like, okay, this is cool. We need to pray for him. We need to encourage him. We need to do all these things. Because if we don't, ultimately it's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we encourage y'all to go listen to that album.
Yeah.
And support him. Pray for him. Just like we said. And
I'll try to put the link in the bio. I don't know if I can even do that. But yeah, we can try.
Thanks for listening if you made it this far.
I doubt
you did.
But yeah, it was really supposed to only be 20 minutes, but we kind of got into it.
Yeah.
Which, that's how it is. That's just how we're supposed to talk, you know, us as Christians. And I don't think it's a problem. I listen to hour-longs of podcasts. So if you're listening.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. And peace.